Y'all want a tar baby?
Yeah, tar baby. Mm-hmm. You can call them sometimes Toms and Uncle Tom. Or Uncle anything, like Uncle Muhammad, who's owned in part, John J. Hooker in Tennessee owns 1/7 of Ali. That's why he can't retire. When he started out boxing, there were 7 businessmen in Nashville and Louisville. John J. Hooker, Tennessee, was one of them. And they bought his contract and set him up. And he's never been able to save up enough money at one time to buy his way out. I don't think it would take a couple of $1 million, but he can't save that up at one time. So every time John J. Hooker runs for office, Uncle Muhammad comes down and campaigns down here over the protest, the loud protest of the Muslims. It's a real embarrassment to them, but nothing he can do about it. Until he saves them up a couple of million. Quits buying Cadillacs and stuff, Rolls Royces when he wins.
Okay. Do you know any joking or derogatory term for whites?
Well, just a, white, let's see. A cracker's not especially derogatory. If somebody's a cracker, he is really is probably a small state nickname than anything else. Now, you're Florida or Georgia cracker. And usually, redneck is not, I guess that's mildly derogatory, not anything. Most people who would be called rednecks certainly wouldn't consider it derogatory, I don't think. Because they probably are. They would not consider it derogatory at all. Trash, you got your poor white trash. That's one group of people in the South. You got them. I don't know, any promptings there.
When you say trash, you're talking about poor whites?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, blacks, you're in black trash. Usually your trash is the noun, and either white or black is your attributive. Usually it's black trash or poor white trash. So you hardly ever say poor black trash to be black trash.
Would blacks call poor whites anything besides trash?
Well, they use a cracker, term cracker on occasionally, but not that I know of. It's really odd that as far as I know, there are no terms that the whites would, from the white man's point of view, would be derogatory. I'm sure there are plenty of insulting terms that blacks have, but from white man's point of view, none of them are especially derogatory.
What about a child born to racially mixed parents?
Well, that'd be a mulatto. It depends on, you got a whole range. When it comes to terms for blacks, they got all kind of different names. You black that's real light skinned, call him bright. And he'd do better in school. When he went to all black schools, he had a big advantage. All the teachers would, we'd give him better grades and help him out more. That's true. All of them teach at Alabama State, and all the brights, they had some degree of white blood in them, and the blacks themselves favored the brights at the time, say 20 years back, maybe not quite that far back, and they'd always do much better. So when school was first integrated, they sent a bunch of brights over there to Lee High School. Well, not a bunch, but a few over there. And they were the first ones to integrate the school. And they were the ones who best affected white ways and white manner and so forth. You meet a lot, though, is usually mixed parentage. You got octoroons and let's see, what's the other one?